happened at the Pentagon. And remember, of course, that why, of course, we justify killing an unarmed Osama bin Laden, because, of course, he was responsible for what happened on September 11th and killed all those Americans. But what happens if we haven't been told the truth? What happens if it was an inside job? What happens if those were controlled demolitions? And that's why, of course, as the Twin Towers is coming down, you see the clouds of sort of vaporized cement. Why would you vaporize the cement? Now, you see that with explosions. You see a controlled demolition. They take out the bottom of the building. You see the clouds of dust as they vaporize the cement. But why would you vaporize the cement if you're simply having a pancake collapse? And, of course, if you look very closely, what happens to the tops of the buildings that supposedly driving this thing down? They sort of disappear. And you look very closely, you'll see the tops of the buildings disappear. And how could that possibly be? And why would there be almost 1,000 bodies that were vaporized? How do you vaporize bodies with this certainly a pancake type of collapse? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about what happened on 9/11, if you'd like to talk about the taking out of Osama bin Laden, and I guess we've justified you don't. If the president tells you to kill somebody, you can go right ahead and kill them. An armed man who's never been tried. They say he confessed, but how do we know he confessed? I mean, all I ever saw was a film. Didn't look like Osama bin Laden, sort of a fat Arab with a black a beard, and he's speaking in Arabic, and they tell us that he was confessing that he did it. And yet if you read the things that Osama bin Laden said, he never once said that he did it. Things that he actually said that you'll find on the Internet. And if you look at the FBI file, they probably pulled it down by now. But if you look at the FBI file on what happened that day, when Osama bin Laden, he's wanted, 10 most wanted men, for what happened at the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, but no mention of the September 11th attack. Why would that be? Why would the FBI not list him as having been responsible for what happened on September 11th? If he'd actually confessed to it, if they had any evidence he was involved, the government always said they were going to show us the evidence, and they never showed us the evidence. I'm not saying Osama bin Laden is a good guy. I think he always worked for our intelligence agencies. Was he a lookalike? Was it the real Osama? I don't know. Well, let's go to Kent calling from West Virginia. And hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. A couple of quick things.
All right. Go right ahead.
I'm sure you maybe have heard that they...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called immune support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Position of Prime Minister of Pakistan, who had told Gordon Frost, this is probably 3 years ago, that Osama bin Laden had been dead for several years. You can go up to my website, radioliberty.com. We have a link to that if they haven't pulled it down. But simply Mrs. Budo tells Gordon Frost about the Osama bin Laden being dead. And so many, many people, including Mrs. Budo, believe that. And within a couple of weeks, she herself was assassinated after daring to make that statement on English BBC television, I believe it was. Anyway, go ahead, Kent.
Yeah, that's, his name is David Frost,
David Frost, right.
But anyway, so after her father was toppled and ended up dying because he had the audacity to want to introduce the atomic bomb into Pakistan, you know, get a bomb, there was a change of administration, and you're dear friends, Zbigniew Brzezinski come into power, you know, under Jimmy Carter. And, of course, he instigated the supposedly the war in Afghanistan. And lo and behold, all of a sudden, the United States needed Pakistan so desperately. And so the guy, Al-Haq, who took over after Bhutto, felt confident to go ahead and develop the bomb, because the United States couldn't say boo to him because, he was so important to him. So the irony of it is that the change of administration, Kissinger, you know, warned him off the bomb and toppled the government, and then the new American administration comes in and starts a war over there to fight the commies. And in so doing, he needs the Pakistanis, and the Pakistanis to take advantage of the situation and develop the bomb anyway. So there's a lot of these twists that go on, you know, with the American government, you know, that has devastating effects on the foreign countries.
Well,
fascinating documentary.
All right, fine. Well, I believe, I hate to say that, Kent, but the real story of the Pakistan developing the bomb, I think, is the Sybil Edmonds story. Go to my website, radioliberty.com. Pull down the January 2008 newsletter, the Sybil Edmonds story, telling how high officials in the American State Department allowed the transfer of the nuclear technology to Pakistan to build the bomb. If you see something on regular television in the United States, chances are it is disinformation to lead you away from the truth. The truth was, this, and I've talked to Sybil Edmonds, and I believe her story. It's known all throughout the world and not known here at all, but basically Sybil worked for the FBI. She was hired after 9/11. She was interpreting and reading so many of the diplomatic messages going back and forth. She discovered that there was a spy ring, Turkish Mossad spy ring, or Israeli spy ring, working at the highest levels of our State Department. They were transferring the nuclear technology and wherewithal to Mr. Khan in Pakistan. The State Department and the FBI knew about it and allowed it to happen. Sybil Edmonds, actually, and it's all, this whole story is there. She went to the FBI and said, we've got to let the American people know that our government is transferring the wherewithal to build the nuclear bombs to Pakistan. And, of course, the courts, the FBI said, you can't do it, national security. She went to the federal court. She went to the federal appeals court. She went to the United States Supreme Court. Every one of them said, we can't tell the American people the truth, national security. Do you honestly believe that they're going to get the truth, certainly off of any regular mainline television program? Read the Sybil Edmonds story. Give me a call back maybe next week. January 2008, the story is known everywhere in the world. She actually eventually risked her life and being sent to prison to tell the story to the London Times. It was published in the London Times, told everywhere in the world except in the United States. I wonder why, Sydney, they're putting out a mainline program to suggest that the Pakistanis were able on their own to develop the nuclear weapons. How would a third-rate, Sydney, poor nation like Pakistan get the money and the technology to do it? I would like to suggest they got the technology with the full help and support of our State Department, which is CFR, and, of course, they got the money, because we're giving money to Pakistan all the time. And when we found out they were still building nuclear bombs, the response was, oh, shucks, we had no idea. I don't believe it for a minute. Anyway, Kent, God bless. Thanks so much for calling, and we'll talk to you real later. But let me know what you think after you read the Sybil Edmonds story, January 2008, on the Internet, okay?
All right, thanks. I'll do that.
God bless. Let's go to Daniel Tolling from San Antonio. Because Daniel has called me a couple of days ago with a very important story, and I want you to hear Daniel's story. And I've been thinking what Daniel said. Daniel's one of our long-term supporters and moved to San Antonio, and Sydney has a lot of contacts there. Daniel, do you want to tell us about the oil development down in that area?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I have a friend of mine that lives in the area of Carrizo Springs, Crystal City, Catarina, Texas, and he was hired several months ago to help world oil companies carry out their infrastructure plans. Oil companies like Anadarko and Newfield, they have been building many, many, many giant road systems around the clock all over that area. They are presently building hotels, motels, homes, stores, etc., to be able to receive the influx of workers coming in to work into this area. They're building large concrete pads for the oil rigs coming into this area. And there is already many, many oil rigs all over that place. And if you were to drive by there right now, you would see them all over the hills over here right now. They are locating the oil, drilling, and capping for a later pump date. They are also building giant oil lines. There is all kinds of types of employment openings available. And remember what Lindsey Williams told us? I believe he said something like, after they've taken the price of oil and gas sky high, then only after that will the world companies open up the oil reserves in the United States. And it appears that they started working on this almost a year ago. And presently the oil companies are preparing the infrastructure in the United States. Should at least take a year or two before they're operable.
Now, you anticipate, Daniel, it'll be another year from now before they're ready to start really drilling oil?
Yes, because they are already pumping oil, and as soon as the oil comes out, they cap it, and then they move to the next location, and they drill, and then they find it. And also the real estate companies, they are advertising to the people to come and buy homes down there, because there's a lot of all types of employment is available all over in those areas. And though my friend started working there about six weeks ago, it's actually been going on now for about a year. And one of the things that's going on is we're finding that in San Antonio, many of the companies are having a hard time holding on to their truck drivers, because those companies down there, the oil companies, are offering the truck drivers in San Antonio a higher salary, so they're actually moving down there.
How much are they paying them?
starting at $15 an hour, and for a state like Texas, that's quite a bit. And they're working from 5:30 in the morning till about 9 o'clock, but there's shifts going on around the clock. That's the shift that my friend is working from 5:30 until 9 at 9. And so the area that I'm talking about is it's off of Highway 90, south on Highway 83 on the way to Del Rio, Texas. And it's about 2 hours south of San Antonio, southwest of San Antonio, Texas. So it's pretty exciting because it is like Lindsey Williams said, so it looks like it's going to happen probably a lot faster than we thought because it's happening already. You know,
Now, basically, what Daniel is saying is they're drilling, then they're capping the wells. They're not beginning to pump yet, but they're simply getting ready to pump, and all they need to do is get the price high enough. What Lindsey said was he was told that within about 4 to 6 months, why the price of oil would be going up. And as soon as the price got to $150 to $200 a barrel, they would start pumping oil here in the United States. Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, there is no shortage of oil in the world. I mean, there's plenty of oil. This whole idea of peak oil is a scam. But right now, of course, they can get all the oil they want to out of the Near East and the Middle East. I mean, the world is awash with oil. And the only reason the oil went up in 1948 in price was because of commodity manipulation. And the only reason that the oil is going up today is because they're manipulating the commodity markets on oil. So, knowing that Daniel was going to call tonight, I've been thinking about what he told me. Why would these people be investing literally billions of dollars in this area of Texas with roads and drilling and getting the oil wells there and capping the oil wells unless they're anticipating that the price is going to up? But how can they get the price up when there's plenty of oil over there in the Middle East? And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to cut off the supply from the Middle East. How are you going to cut off the supply of oil from the Middle East? Why, very, very simple. Why, today our intelligence agencies are toppling all the governments over there. We've toppled Egypt. We've toppled Tunisia. We're behind, certainly financing, this 1,000 scrawny rebels that they have in Libya. And we're behind the revolution that's taking place over in Syria. And if we can, this spreads throughout that area, why eventually we can topple certainly the Saudi Arabia, all those countries. And once we topple them, then there will be an oil shortage. And what will happen? The price will go up. And what is taking place in San Antonio, where they have all these oil wells that they're capped? Now they can start pumping with oil $150 to $200 a barrel, and that will have a profound impact on what's going on our economy. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Daniel, this is sort of the way it looks to me, and I think, of course, I appreciate so much your calling and giving me that information, because I think that basically the only way they're going to get oil up to $200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
That they will open up the oil spigot here when the price of oil gets to $150 to $200 a barrel. And of course, how are they going to get it up? The price is falling right now. Well, I personally believe that this is why we are destabilizing the Near East and the Middle East. The CIA's over there. British intelligence is over there. We've toppled Egypt. We've toppled Tunisia. We're in the process of toppling Libya and Algeria and Morocco and Syria. And one of these days, we'll probably get around to Saudi Arabia and Bahrain. And when that happens, of course, then, of course, we'll disrupt the supply of oil. The price of oil will go to $150 to $200 a barrel. And then, of course, we can uncap those wells, and we'll have plenty of wells. Daniel had suggested people find out the same things happening in Colorado, up at the Bakken Reserve, North Dakota, Montana. If you know anything about the oil development up there, please do. But apparently down in Crystal City, 50 to 100 miles from Austin, Texas, where Daniel lives, massive development, jobs, people working over time, over shifts. A real, of course, investment of billions of dollars in oil drilling in preparation for the price of oil going up. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got Danny calling from Florida, and Danny is talking about a delusion. He's talking about suddenly what's happening to the moral fabric of our society. Pick up your line of thought there, Danny.
Well, I was just saying, if you did any sort of investigation into the percentage of the mortgage applicants in the recent subprime scandal that actually went along with falsifying the their application in one form or another, such as falsifying their income, falsifying their assets, falsifying their citizenship, falsifying along with the people that were appraising the various properties, the values of the home, you would come to find out, at least as I have, based on various studies, that at least 50% or more of the people that were involved in the applications, making the applications and getting the mortgages in one way or another, were doing something illegal. And so then you ask yourself, if over half of the population that was involved in getting all these mortgages was doing something illegal, it isn't just the banks that were involved, although, of course, they recruited a good portion of the population that was already corrupt to begin with, that basically made criminals of all these people. And now I come to see a video today of Sheila Blair, I believe her name is, who's the retiring chairwoman of the FDIC, testifying in Congress and telling them that it looks like the banks are involved, or I should say the banks subcontracted the companies that were involved in falsifying mortgage documents so that they could push through in the court system foreclosures, and that now there's a massive backlash, and with all sorts of cases being brought into the court system to contest the foreclosures, because the claims are now not only do the banks not have the original mortgage documents to prove ownership, but they're out there subcontracting companies to falsify the information so that they can basically go to court and present false testimony so that they can throw people out of their homes. So Sheila Blair says that this thing could really upset the court system and, of course, cause a massive problem with the banks. So it's probably better that in some way or another the banks contribute to some sort of a pool of money, and along with taxpayer assistance through the FDIC, at least the way I understood it, that we take care of the problem and pay off the owners of these mortgages so that they'll go away and give the homes back but receive some sort of a settlement so we don't disrupt anything any more than it is. And Dr. Stan, the long and the short of it is, we've got a country full of criminals.
Well,
and
John,
the criminals goes all the way to the very top.
But basically, if you look at it objectively, I mean, you take God out of our schools and prayer out of our schools and the Bible out of schools and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And, I mean, should you be surprised that we have a corrupt society? Once, of course, they've taken the belief out that God created the heaven and the earth, you're not even allowed to teach the concept that God created man in our schools today. Once they took God out of our schools and began teaching evolution, they knew they were going to destroy the moral fabric of our society. We've got to take America back, and what we need is a great revival, but you're absolutely right. I agree with you. Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment with Danny calling from Florida.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Call them liar's loans. Everybody knew they were lying. The people who were selling the homes, the people who were writing the mortgages, the people who were guaranteeing the mortgages, other people who were guaranteeing the companies that were issuing the mortgages, the people who bought up all the mortgages and turned them into collateralized debt obligations, the big insurance companies that insured the collateralized debt obligations, they all were in on the scam, and the government officials looked the other way. And Sydney, Daniel from Texas says, you know, what does this mean for our country when everybody's dishonest? Well, everybody isn't dishonest, but a lot of people are because we've taken God out of this country. And Daniel, if we don't have a great revival in this country, if people don't turn back to God and fear God and start doing the right thing, then we will lose this country. There's no instance in all history where a nation is turned against God and right and wrong. And I don't care whether you call yourself a Christian. It's not what you call yourself. It's what you do. And believe me, when you know that God is looking over your shoulder, you do the right thing. Because, of course, you know you're going to stand before the throne of judgment one of these days, and you're going to have to answer for what you've done. So what we need, as I say, and you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again, we need a revival in America. Things are going to have to get a lot worse before people turn back to God. And the question is, will America survive? We're just going to have to wait and see, but we're in real trouble as a nation. Hey, anything else you want to say? We got a full board.
No, thank you, Dr. Stan. Have a nice night.
God bless, and thanks for bringing up a very important issue. We've got Tim calling from Rockford, Illinois. Our telephone again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Well, yes, Doctor. We do need a religious revival, but we need also revivalists. We don't have any more Oral Roberts or Martin Luther Kings. I don't think the people who run the show want us to have any people like that. But what I'm concerned is just a few days ago, it was CBS News, Harley Carnes, they did a little cut of the president saying that Osama bin Laden is responsible for the death of children. Well, on January 23rd, 2009, 2.5 years ago, he lifted the ban on taxpayer funding of international abortion. So to make these accusations of someone, while we know how many children you are responsible of killing, But not one Republican spoke out, so-called conservative. So it's obviously to me that it's compromised. But why would he was just inaugurated 3 days before, and his first act as a president was to lift a ban on the slaughter of children internationally. How many kids can be slaughtered, aborted, Dr. Stan, in 2 years? Millions?
Millions, and basically, of course, not only that, but we fund International Planned Parenthood. They've killed about 400 million unborn children over there in China, since they started funding that. 400 million, almost a half a billion in China alone, and we're funding it all throughout the world. And God will not be mocked. And I really believe, Tim, that one day God is going to bring terrible judgment on this country because of what we've done and because of the fact that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. I share your concern. And I tremble when I think what's going to happen to America. And the only thing that's going to sustain any of us is a personal relationship with the Lord. I feel that, Tyson, that you are coming from a religious point of view. We're in for difficult times. Our job is to sound the alarm. We're the watchman on the wall. And all we can do is sound the alarm and hope that there is a revival before, of course, we've gotten to the point of no return. But we're well along the way. We really are. And I would not necessarily say that Oral Roberts was a great evangelist. I sort of questioned some of the things that, when he told us that we didn't give him $8 million, the Lord was going to take him home, and he didn't get the $8 million. I just hate to use a ministry to raise funds. But, of course, you're right. We do not have a great religious leader at the present time. Oh, I'm sure we have a lot of great ones, but we're just not hearing about it. What we need is a lot more. And who are really sincere. I mean, we got our Benny Hinn, and he's as phony as a $3 bill. He's coming from the occult side. And we have so many of our people, our television ministers, who are either pushing the prosperity gospel, telling people what they want to hear, or in it simply for the money, or they are actually occultists carrying out supernatural spectacles, operating from the dark side. So we got real problems in America. That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day. Anything else you'd like to say?
Well, just one quick thing to reiterate: turn back to God or impeachment. Would politically stimulate the public, their brains, forget about how many home runs Joe Blow hit, and would also, I think, stimulate the economy. That'd be the best, other than a religious revival, if we could impeach the president. Simply to show you who's the boss.
But what we have to have is enough Americans who care. And that's what we've got to do, and you've got to help us get the information out. I really do believe that people are not going to return to God until things get a lot worse. The good news is they're going to get a lot worse, and they're going to do it very, very soon. And all I can say is I'm looking forward to it, because I hope that people are going to be looking for answers, and they'll be able to find them from people like you and the other listeners we have out there. Hopefully we've equipped you with the information that you're going to get to others. This is all we can hope for.
Oh, that's my plan.
God bless. Thanks for everything you're doing. I agree with you totally. God bless. And let's go to Herman calling from Carmel. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hey, Herman, how are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, and thank you for having open lines. Today's Wall Street Journal, I don't know if you saw it, but on the front page at the bottom, it is an article, How to Turn $100 Trillion into $5 and Feel Good About It. And what it is, it's talking about Zimbabwe, formerly Rhodesia. The highest denominated bill ever issued gives value to worthless Zimbabwe currency. And I only bring that up because it just, imagine, I just sat there staring at that and I said, if that were to ever happen here, all of the people who have their life savings denominated in U.S. dollars, and if those dollars are inflated out of any value, you will sit there owning worthless paper. it will have been stolen from you without you even realizing.
But I think the important thing about that story, Herman, is what it doesn't say, and that is the fact that it was the American State Department, specifically Henry Kissinger, who forced Mugabe, the Marxist thug, Robert Mugabe, onto the people of Rhodesia, now called Zimbabwe. They didn't want him. He wasn't elected. Henry Kissinger went down and said, we don't like the man that you've elected, Bishop Misereo, a moderate black man who had the respect of the people. We want Robert Mugabe, and you accept Robert Mugabe, and if things ever get out of line, you have my word. You have my word, and the word of the American people will always come to rescue you as if they get a breakdown of the system of law and order. He went on television and said it a number of times, and the foolish people of Rhodesia believed Henry Kissinger, who is a liar and a thief and a multiple murderer. He's authorized many of his assassinations throughout the world. There are warrants out for his arrest in other countries because of his skullduggery and his involvement with the murder of Allende down in Cuba and other world leaders. And the people of Rhodesia believed Henry Kissinger, and of course they brought Mugabe in, and we have kept Mugabe in, the American State Department, Council on Foreign Relations, 5080 68th Street, New York City. That's 58 East 68th Street, New York City, the Harold Pratt House. We've kept Mugabe in. Oh, we criticize him when he kills people and tortures people, but we always provide him humanitarian aid so we can finance his military, so he can maintain his power. And we have kept him in power as they have destroyed the currency there. I've always thought maybe this was just a trial run in preparation for what they're going to do here in America.
Very, very well said.
Anything else, Sherman?
Yeah, one other thing. I heard an interesting program, and they talked about this lady. They'd been missionaries, and they went to the border of Zimbabwe and right into Mozambique, and they talked about how luscious the fields were, and it was a very productive area, and yet the people were living at barely subsistence level. And then when she learned the history, she said when the Europeans first came, they turned that into a breadbasket area. They fed most of sub-Saharan Africa, and she brought out an interesting point. She said when the settlers first came there, their goal was, you know, it says, give us our daily bread. I never looked at it that way, and she said when they took it away from them and they put in these subsistence farmers, they focused on give us my daily bread, only for me. And therefore, it's gone downhill. And it's nothing about racism, but it's very, very sad that that area used to export all over, and now it's totally, totally destroyed and impoverished. And you would probably know more about that than I am.
Well, we can thank Henry Kissinger. We can thank the Council on Foreign Relations. We can thank David Rockefeller. And the people who are using Zimbabwe as simply a trial area to see how you can destroy a first world nation. Thanks to the American State Department, we've turned a lush, prosperous country with no organized racial discrimination and no apartheid into a place where almost half the people have fled the country, where people live in constant fear. People are starving to death. There's no food in the grocery stores, no medicines in the hospitals. Thanks to the leaders of both the Republican and Democrat Party, who are controlled, bought, and paid for by the people at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, the headquarters of the CFR. Okay, anything else, Herman?
No, that's it. Thank you.
God bless. And let's go to Jimmy, who's calling us from Florida. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question, comment, why it's Open Line Wednesday. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Hey, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. What part of Florida are you from?
Jacksonville.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question, comment?
I wanted to ask you if John Coleman, the author of the Committee of 300, is he a reputable person?
Well, Jimmy, I don't like to talk about people, conservatives, but I don't know. I mean, I've interviewed John Coleman. He has a lot of great information, but I could get this off the Internet or by reading a lot of books. He claims he was a member of MI5, and he defected, and he talks about the Committee of 300. And, of course, he tells you who all the people are. We've tried to track them down, and I know my good friend at Sydney, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, talked to Coleman and said, where's the documentation for the Committee of 300? Well, he says, you got to trust me. I was with MI6, and you're going to have to believe what I tell you. Now, indeed, there are, according, I believe, Professor Quigley on his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, talks about the fact that there are 300 families in Europe, all who know one another, who run Europe. But, of course, when John Coleman talks about the Committee of 300, a lot of them are Americans. And he gives you a list of all the Americans who belong to the organization. But the fact that they get together and hold meetings, we've never been able to document it. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. I just don't know. But if you notice, I do not have John Coleman as a guest on my program, simply because I don't know for certain.
Okay.
And sometimes it's better off just to say, I don't know, he could be. He could not be, and so I'm just going to be like that unidentifiable source who declined to be quoted but said off the record, no comment.
Okay, now, my other question is, who were the Maravedians?
Who is what?
Who were the Maravedians?
You're going to have to, a Maravedian.
Maravedians, like in years ago, and like, I guess,
Merovingian.
Like during the Egyptian days.
All right, you're talking about the Merovingians.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, basically, this is the story of the Priory of Zion. And supposedly, it's a secret society that dates back to the time of the Merovingians, and Dan Brown's written about it in some of his books. And basically, there's the whole idea that there's this secret society that were actually descendants of Mary Magdalene, who married Jesus, had come over to the southern part of France and established a bloodline that exists to this day, and that the secret societies continue to exist and provided certainly some of the royalty. Now, first of all, I do not believe that Jesus married Mary Magdalene. I do not believe that the bloodline exists. And I do not believe that the Priory or the Priory of Zion, which is what it's all about, is a front for this secret bloodline. But Dan Brown has written, I think, I've forgotten which one of his books covered that, but it was a fascinating story. I mean, one of the greatest adventure stories. It was the one before the current one that he's put out. A great story, but no basis at all in my way of thinking. In fact, because the whole idea is to discredit Christianity. Dan Brown is a wonderful author. He does not believe in Christianity. He himself is involved in the occult. And, of course, he gives you a lot of occult information in the various books that he puts out, leading people away from what I believe is the truth. But I think you need to know what he's saying. And of course, he talks about Opus Dei, and of course the basic theme of this book I'm speaking of was there was this secret Catholic society, Opus Dei, that was going around killing people to prevent the truth about the Merovingian bloodline from getting out and bringing out the truth about the Priory of Zion. Great story, no truth to it at all. Anything else?
Well, I was reading Coleman's Goals of Illuminati, and his Goals of Illuminati are pretty much on target.
They absolutely are, and so much of what John Coleman says, I would agree with you totally. But the question is he simply repeating what we all know? If he was really from MI6, I would think they would have killed him long ago. Hang on there, we'll be back. You hang on. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment. I number 1-888-24 Liberty. 464-8295. Jimmy, when you read John Coleman's work, a great deal of truth in it. It's sort of like the thing.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Because we've got to feed some 60 outlets, shortwave, internet, radio stations, certainly the satellite that we have, a 24-hour satellite that Joyce Riley and I are on. But, of course, if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help, then, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, to tell others about our program. If you have in a position you would like to advertise with us, or you have other people who would like to advertise, knowing full well where we stand, or if they'd like to support us, knowing full well we are not a 501c3. I said we could be a 501c3, but we would be restricted in what we say. So we have given up the 501c3 status for Radio Liberty, and we try to get information out about what is really going on. We don't support either political party. We believe that they are both controlled by the same people, by the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it and read it. You need to get our four tape set on secret societies, and of course on the secret government. You need to hear our talk on the forbidden secret, and certainly on the dark secret, and the syllabuses that go with both of those. And then you need, of course, we have Patrick Wood's excellent talk on a DVD on the Trilateral Commission. Did you know that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the 78 members of the Trilateral Commission. We have Barry Goldwater's book, secondhand copies admittedly, but on page 280 he tells of the purpose of the Trilateral Commission was to take over the financial and commercial interests of the world by first seizing control of the government of the United States. He wrote that in 1979. And they've done it. They control the American government. And you're never going to hear about this through regular channels. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, we do hope that many of you out there will go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs. You can read our newsletters. You can watch our DVDs. Encourage others to go there. Understand we are involved in a spiritual battle. There are powerful, mystical, and supernatural forces working behind the scenes. You and I live in a material world, but there's a mystical world. You and I live in a subjective world, but there's a spiritual world. You and I live in a visible world, but there is an invisible world. And until you understand that, so much of what's going on just doesn't make sense. Until you understand that the groups of occultists have been praying for Barack Obama for many years before he became the president. We have articles written by Corrine McLaughlin, who comes from the Lucis Trust, who makes that statement. You need to get our four tapes set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, my interviews with, I think they're CDs, Constance Cumby. You need to see her DVD on the emergence, the coming world leader, because that's what it's all about, installing that coming world leader. You need to read her book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But understand, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, financial, educational a battlefield, but it is primarily a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully during the next hour they're going to be the views of Barbara Honecker. And I haven't had Barbara on for a long period of time, but she, of course, has fascinating information. She's been at this battle for a long time. I think I probably had her on might be 12 years ago. And, of course, at that time we were talking about the October surprise. And, of course, the October surprise was the was what they were worried about in the Reagan camp. Going into the 1980 election, they were afraid that in October, Jimmy Carter would get the Iranian hostages released, American hostages being held by the Iranians. And, of course, that would mean that Jimmy Carter's popularity would increase, sort of like when they supposedly got Osama bin Laden recently. And certainly Barack Obama's popularity went up in the polls. So they were afraid that Jimmy Carter would get those prisoners released, and that would be the October surprise. And, of course, it was believed at that time, and I believe it is true, that, of course, people from the Reagan administration contacted the Iranians and said, "You hang on to those hostages until Ronald Reagan gets in office, and we'll do some nice things for you." And, of course, it was certainly at that time why we'd helped to bring Saddam Hussein into power, and because the Iranians were going to need some help in the coming war that was going on at that time. And so basically, of course, the Iranians did not release the hostages. And then on the morning of the inauguration, when Ronald Reagan was about to become the President of the United States, and it was a cold, misty morning, it was overcast, it was drizzling, everybody was there with umbrellas and waiting for the new president to be inaugurated. And the story is told by people who were there that just before the president, Ronald Reagan, was to be inaugurated president, suddenly the rain stopped, the clouds parted, the sun came out, the announcement was made that the Iranian hostages, the Americans held by the Iranians, had been released, and a whole new day, and now the sun was bright and shiny, and we had a new president, and the hostages were coming home. Sort of a dramatic opening, but apparently it happened just about like that. And I think it was all, I don't know about the weather, but they kept those hostages until Ronald Reagan was inaugurated that morning. That didn't happen by accident. And Barbara Honecker was on the front lines of bringing that out. That was a long time ago, wasn't it, Barbara?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me, Stan?
I can hear you just fine.
That's great.
Did I tell the story pretty well how it happened?
You did a great job.
All right.
So you read my book, October Surprise, which was the first ever published on the subject.
And Barbara did a great job of bringing out the fact that it was all prearranged. Well, basically, we're not going to talk about the October Surprise tonight. We're going to talk about...
Well, you know what I'd like to do is the explicit link, if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
Before we go into 9/11, there's an explicit link between the October surprise and the Iran hostage crisis and 9/11. And
all
that
right,
link
fine.
Is very simple.
Okay, go ahead. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. And I will try not to interrupt Barbara. We'll let her get the story out. Hang on. Barbara Honecker, the October surprise, the attack on the Pentagon. Barbara, go right ahead.
Oh, okay. I was told by your producer that there wouldn't be any breaks, so I was surprised.
Well, you're just going to have to trust me. We know what we're doing. Go right ahead with the story.
Okay. I just wanted to make the link explicit between the Iran hostage crisis and the October surprise and 9/11, and that link is very simple. The October surprise was the prime example of when top officials, of those who would become top officials of the United States government, that was Reagan, then candidate for president, George Bush Sr., then candidate with Reagan for vice president, William Casey, who soon became Reagan's CIA director, et cetera, et cetera. The prime example of top elite Americans cutting secret deals kept from the American public with radical Islamicist terrorists. In the case of Iran, they happen to be Shiite terrorists, but you might as well think of them as Shiite Al-Qaeda. Whereas Al-Qaeda, as we know it, or as we are told that we should think about it, is a Sunni Islamic, a Sunni Muslim terrorist organization, whereas the Iranians were just as they have supported Hezbollah, they have supported Hamas, they support terrorist organizations. And they fund them and they arm them. So the Republicans have been secretly dealing with Islamic terrorists for a very long time, and it was this secret deal called the October Surprise between Reagan and Bush Sr. and William Casey, then to become CIA director, that got the Republicans in the White House and defeated Carter through a treasonous act to begin with. So the link directly to 9/11, of course, is that the official story of 9/11, which we're going to discuss tonight and prove is a lie, a big lie, like a Hitlerian big lie, the official story of 9/11 is that a Sunni terrorist organization called Al-Qaeda, allegedly a separate organization, did 9/11. And we're going to see tonight when we talk about the Pentagon that that simply is not true.
How was it? How did George Bush get over to negotiate with the Iranians? How did he get over and get back?
Well, he got over and he got back by, there were two planes that took him separately from William Casey. One of them was a Gulfstream jet, and the other one was a different kind of plane. I forget now. It's in my book, October Surprise.
Was it a Blackbird? Was it a Blackbird, a supersonic Blackbird?
Well, the claim was that it was a Blackbird, but I don't believe that for a minute. That claim was made by a real kook named Gunther Rosbach.
All right, fine. We'll be back in just a moment with Barbara Honecker. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barbara Honecker. We're going to be talking about the relationship between the October Surprise and what happened on September 11, 2001. Barbara, you pick up the story.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave the October Surprise now. I just wanted to make the point that the top officials of the Republican administration of Reagan, Bush, and William Casey were cutting secret deals, treasonous deals, with radical Islamist terrorists. In the case of Iran, they were Shiites, or Shia, radical Islamist terrorists. But from the point of view of the American public, that's a small difference, whether they're Shiite or Shia, radical Islamist terrorists, or Sunni, radical Islamist terrorists, which the official story and the official lie, as we will see, of 9/11 is that Al-Qaeda, an allegedly Shia or Shiite radical Islamist terrorist group, attacked the United States in New York at the Pentagon and in Pennsylvania. But that is simply not the case.
All right, before you go on, I want to let our listeners know that Barbara Honecker will be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on either June 4th or 5th. That's either Saturday or Sunday.
On Sunday, June 5th.
All right, she'll be speaking
at 10:45 in the morning.
At Sunday, June 5th at 10:45 in the morning. That's going to be at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. If you'd like more information, the telephone number is 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. We'll be there. We'll have a booth. We will not be speaking. And tell Brian, who runs a campaign, though, that runs the conference, that you'd sure like to have me talk next year because I've come up with a great new, very important talk. But right now you're going to be hearing Barbara Honecker will be speaking Sunday morning. So go ahead and talk to us about what really happened on September 11th. Are you suggesting, Barbara, that the government lied to us, or at least some people within the government lied to us about what happened this morning, and Osama bin Laden really wasn't responsible for the murder of all those people?
No, he couldn't have been responsible. Neither Al-Qaeda nor any leader of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden or anyone else, could have actually done the deeds that happened on the morning of 9/11. I think many of your listeners are probably already aware that brilliant physicists in peer-reviewed journals have proven that the World Trade Center 1, 2, and World Trade Center 7 not hit by any planes whatsoever and only minor fires. They were all brought down by controlled demolition using military-grade super thermite called thermate, sulfurated thermite called thermate. This is a product that is only available to the very elite special forces of the military. Now, the United States military is not the only military that would have access to super military-grade thermite, which was the real cause of the collapse in almost pure gravity free-fall speed of World Trade Centers 1, 2, and 7, the latter not hit by any plane. So most Americans who are looking at the facts of 9/11 know for a certainty already, because of the brilliant work of Richard Gage, of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Neil Parrott, a brilliant physicist and chemist from Europe, and Professor Stephen Jones, a brilliant physicist from the United States in Salt Lake City, Utah. We know from all of their work together that the World Trade Center towers were not brought down by the impact of planes and the resulting minor fires. That black fireball that you see going out of very quickly out of the top of both towers, and then the billowing black smoke clouds, the fact that those clouds are black is proof that the fires are almost out. They're oxygen starved. That's the reason that the smoke is black. And yet, the towers came down, not haphazardly, as one would expect, especially in World Trade Center 2, where the second plane, Flight 175, just nicked the corner of the building, and almost all of the fuel fireball went out into the air and didn't actually cause a fire inside the building. And yet World Trade Center 2, the one barely nicked on the corner and hit second, came down well before the first tower. So we also know from inside the building witnesses, including Willie Rodriguez, who was the janitor in World Trade Center 1, the only person who had a master key to the entire tower on 9/11 who was in the building. He was in the B2, the second lower basement level, on the morning of 9/11, and he experienced a massive shock, a massive explosion in the deep basement below the B2 level before any plane hit above. So we have all kinds of proof that the World Trade Center towers 1, 2, and 7, not hit by any plane, were brought down by explosives, pre-placed explosives. Now, we know that Al-Qaeda couldn't have done that. How do we know? We know that all three buildings were brought down by super military-grade thermite explosives, and because they were all brought down by the same stuff, look at World Trade Center 7 first. That's the real smoking gun of the truth about 9/11 in New York City, at least.
You know, Barbara,
World Trade Center 7 might as well have been the Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City. It was, even though it was owned by Larry Silverstein, it was leased by every alphabet soup government agency you can imagine, including the FBI, the CIA, the SEC, the Secret Service, and I could go on. And it also, on the 23rd floor, contained Mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani's operations center, his emergency operations center, from which the mayor and his team were supposed to be able to fight a terrorist attack, to defend against a terrorist attack and respond to a terrorist attack. So that building was one of the highest security buildings in the world, probably second only to the Pentagon, and we'll get to the Pentagon in a moment. There's no possibility that Al-Qaeda, a bunch of people with box cutters in caves, could have conceivably gotten even past security in World Trade Center 7, let alone 1 and 2, and been there for the weeks in advance, at a very minimum 2 weeks, probably more like 6 weeks, needed to pre-place the military, super military-grade thermite throughout the building that we know brought it down, because that super military-grade thermite, including some that's not even exploded yet, has been found in the dust of the World Trade Center towers by Professor Jones, by Neil Parrott, and as popularized brilliantly by architect Richard Gage. So we know for a fact that Al-Qaeda could have not had the access and did not have any expertise and did not have access to super military-grade thermite, which was the explosive, the controlled demolition explosive used to bring down World Trade Centers 1, 2, and 7 in New York. So simply Al-Qaeda couldn't have access. But the real clincher is Al-Qaeda couldn't have access to the Pentagon. The Pentagon was an even more controlled access, top-secret facility, the most controlled access, the most secure building on the planet, even more so than World Trade Center 7 in New York. And my work, which I am going to be, my research, which I am fully documented, which I am going to be talking about at ConspiracyCon on Sunday morning, June 5th, at starting at 10:45 in the morning to about 12:30, I'm going to be detailing
Barbara, somebody just called in. I'll see if you could speak a little bit slower and speak directly into the phone. It's not coming clear, and what you're saying is so vitally important. So speak a little slower and speak directly into the phone, because I know you're on a cell phone. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. That's interesting. I was recently on another radio program, and they told me to hold the phone away. So what I would like to know from your listener, I'm going to hold the phone a little bit closer, and I'd like some feedback as to whether that is better.
I think it sounds much better. Go right ahead. Speak a little slower. You're doing fine. The material is so important that I want everybody to hear what you're saying. Okay?
All right. So now we're going to move from the World Trade Center. And we've just proven that Al-Qaeda could not have gotten access to the super military-grade thermite that was used to bring down all three towers in New York City, including one not even hit by a plane at all. And so explosives, inside explosives, some of which went off before the first plane hit Tower 1 in New York, is the real story in New York City. Inside the building explosives, that Al-Qaeda could not have had access to the explosives or access to pre-plant them. So now we're going to move to the Pentagon. Because on the morning of 9/11, as I will detail even further than I am here tonight, I don't want to give away the source, Dan, because I want people to come to my talk on June 5th in the morning at ConspiracyCon. But I'm going to give you the overview of why we know that Al-Qaeda could not possibly, whether led by Osama bin Laden or Dr. al-Zawahiri or, you know, your cousin, you know, your long-lost cousin. No one in a terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda could have possibly had access to plant explosives inside the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11. And now I'm going to demonstrate to you that that is also just as it is in New York City with the towers. Inside the building explosives is also the real story of 9/11 at the Pentagon. How do we know that? I'm going to give you a number of lines of evidence here. I'm going to kind of skim across them, and I'll be going in great detail in my talk at ConspiracyCon on June 5th. But I'm going to give you the major points here. Is that a break? Music I hear?
Go right ahead. I will guide you through.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So the first fact that people need to know about the Pentagon, and I'm going to give you some facts as context so that I will then prove that the official story at the Pentagon could not have been true and is not true. The official story at the Pentagon is that Flight 77, a large Boeing 757 airliner, impacted the Pentagon's west face just above ground level. Basically into the ground floor.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right. Go right ahead, Barbara.
All right.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Gone. The innermost is the A, the next one's B, then there's C, a D, and E, and supposedly this plane hit and went through the C, D, and E, did not hit B or A. But you were saying that people from the Pentagon, did they see bodies in A and B or what?
Yes. I interviewed personally, one-on-one. Sitting a foot and a half from him when he drew me a diagram, which I still have, with the man who was on 9/11, before 9/11 and on 9/11 and after 9/11. He was the acting assistant secretary of defense for special operations, Robert Andrews. And Robert Andrews told me, a former top Green Beret, by the way, and Robert Andrews told me that he and his aide walked over dead bodies on the inside of the A-ring on their way to try to get to the courtyard.
But was there any,
was there any
destruction? Was there any destruction in A or was it just dead bodies?
Oh, yes, there was destruction in A.
There was destruction in A and in B then?
Yes, there was massive destruction in B.
Oh.
And B, again, is a further ring way inside of where the official story says even the nose popped out of the inside of the third ring in. The B-ring is the fourth ring in. Even the Washington Post, on 9/11 itself in the next day. So they had internet story on the day of 9/11, and also their main story on the day after, on September 12, 2001, the Washington Post itself. David had interviewed a major and other top officers in the Pentagon who stated that there was massive damage and intense fire in the B-ring. This is in the Washington Post. And then subsequent to that, I interviewed the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Special Operations. He told me about the massive damage and dead bodies that were in the A-ring, even further in towards the middle courtyard from
that. But was there any plane wreckage there where the dead bodies were?
Absolutely not.
There was no...
But the important thing is that the official story said that the plane only went into the inside of the third ring in. And this is massive damage and dead people in the fourth ring in and the fifth ring in. So we know for a fact that there, and we also know that the original events, the original violent events, and I'm not going to characterize it right now, but the original violent events, I call it a VE, at the Pentagon on the morning of 9/11, we know for a certainty that that violent event happened right after 9:30, about 9:31 and a half. And yet the official lie says that Flight 77 didn't even approach the building until almost 9:38. We have stop clocks. We have wall clocks in both the heliport and inside the building in the most destroyed area, including one of those wall clocks that was stopped at about 9:31 and a half, 9:31 and 30 seconds, another one 9:31 and 40 seconds. The latter, the one that was in the heliport, is now in the Smithsonian Institution 9/11 exhibit for history. And we also have April Gallup, who was a, she had a top secret clearance. She was an Army officer. She was in the most destroyed area on the first floor of the outside ring, the E-ring. And according to even the official Pentagon After Action Report, called the Building Performance Report, if you can imagine the name, April Gallup, she was, according to even that official Pentagon After Action Report, her desk was only 30 feet from the alleged entrance hole, the impact hole of Flight 77, this huge Boeing 757, if it were there, which it wasn't, and her watch from the first violent event, which happened over 6 minutes before the official story says Flight 77 hit the building, there was a massive explosion the moment she pressed the on button on her computer. She believes that it triggered the explosion, although it could have been a coincidence. Nevertheless, there was, she walked out the hole that the official lie says the plane went in. She saw no plane, no plane parts, no bodies, no luggage, no bodies in seats, in other words, from a plane. No smell of jet fuel. And she lost one of her shoes and walked out the hole that the official lie says the plane went in, and didn't even burn her feet. The only fires she saw were coming out of the computer.
And basically, of course, she, my understanding is she has been told by government officials that she's wrong, that there was wreckage. In fact, she fears for her life, and I've heard her say that on film. She fears for her life because she did not see any wreckage. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Stan. Well, Barbara, certainly if April did not see any bodies there in the D ring, how would you get bodies in the A and the B ring? I don't understand.
Well, very simply, as I've said, the real story at the Pentagon as well as at the World Trade Center is interior, inside the building, explosives. And those explosives, when April said it was a bomb, it sounded like a bomb, it acted like a bomb, she'd experienced it. She was in the Army. She knew what a bomb acted like. There are other, many other witnesses, and they are detailed, by the way, in my white paper called The Pentagon Attack Papers, which, if I understand, Stan, that is on your website, is it not?
I'm sorry. What is that now?
Well, I emailed you my white paper called The Pentagon Attack Papers. Did you get it?
I do not recall getting it. I will check and see. I may very well have. Go ahead.
Oh, well, in any case, when you do, I'd appreciate, if you do have a website or some way to post it, or I would appreciate that. In any case, anyone who would like to have that paper, just email me, and you can email me at pentagonattackpapers@gmail.com. pentagonattackpapers@gmail.com, and request that paper by the same title, Pentagon Attack Papers, and I will send it to you. So I detail and give all the references. But there are many, many witnesses inside the building for explosives that went off at least 6 minutes before the official lie says anything hit the building, regardless of what it was, whether it was a plane or a missile or a little plane or Flight 77 or anything. The real story is inside the building explosives, not only in the outside evening and some in the D and some in the C, but also massively in the B and some in the A wing.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, so we have talked about the flare. So what do journalists do? I'm a military affairs journalist, and journalists are trained to answer, to ask and answer the question, who, what, why, when, where, that kind of thing. So we've addressed the when. I've demonstrated to you that, by the way, there are massively multiple lines of converging evidence, independent lines of evidence, in addition to the stop clocks, and in addition to April Gallup's stopped wristwatch. Her wristwatch stopped right after 9:30. In addition, the...
Hold that thought. Uh-huh. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barbara Honecker. She's simply pointing out that there were explosions in the Pentagon before whatever hit the building hit the building. We don't know what it was. The discrepancy in the timing between when the explosives occurred and when we're told the plane hit the building. Go right ahead, Barbara.
Yes, and let me clarify that I'm not convinced that anything hit the building from the outside. I think that the damage pattern can be accounted for without there being any outside impactor. However, I do want to make very clear, as I do in my white paper called The Pentagon Attack Papers, that because we have proven that there were inside-the-building explosives in all five rings in the west wedge of the Pentagon at least 6 minutes before the official lie says anything impacted from the outside, just because there were early explosives inside the building does not rule out a later impactor. However, if there was a later impactor, Stan, no matter what it was, it would have had to go into the hole that was already there. So why bother, I will ask you. I do not think that the evidence, the physical evidence, requires an outside impactor, although there may have been one. It's possible. But it's not the real story. The real story is what happened first. And what I was going to say when the music came on last is another line of evidence for the timing, a very strong one, is some of your listeners, if they're at all aware of the evidence for what really happened on 9/11, there is the most famous videotape of all of 9/11 is called the Nade Brothers video. It's called just 9/11. And they were French videographers who were in New York City well before 9/11, in the month or so leading up to 9/11, working with the Indian company 7 and Ladder 1, these firefighters in New York City, to do a documentary on what it's like to be a rookie starting out as a learning the ropes as a firefighter in New York City. And they happened to be filming on the street when the first plane hit Tower 1. And their videotape is the only videotape that, and certainly the first one, there might be some amateur videotapes I'm not aware of, but theirs is the famous, and to my knowledge only, videotape that captures the first impact on the first tower. And in that videotape, which I just saw again 2 nights ago, it's titled 9/11, and if you want to buy it, I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. It's just called 9/11, and it's by the Nade Brothers, N-A-U-D-E-T Brothers, Nade Brothers videotape called 9/11. And in that videotape, about 42 minutes into the tape, there, one of the videographers was in the firehouse, in the communication room, the kind of operations center of their firehouse, and he happened to be the rookie. He was given that job that day. He wasn't able at the beginning to go to the towers and fight the fire. Somebody had to stay back at the firehouse. He was the one. And there was a videographer who stayed with him and caught him getting the information in the firehouse that the Pentagon had just been, there was a violent event at the Pentagon, that smoke was rising from the Pentagon, and in the background is the clock reading just after 9:30. Again, the official lie says that Flight 77 didn't hit the building until 9:37 and 46 seconds, almost 9:38. So any kindergartner can figure out that it's impossible for whatever caused the smoke to billow up from the Pentagon in the first report that the Pentagon had just been struck. It's impossible for that to have happened right after 9:30 and be caused by something that hadn't happened yet for over 6 minutes. So there are many independent lines of evidence that the first violent event happened at the Pentagon well before any official lie says that anything impacted from the outside at all anyway, no matter what it was.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, what about the bodies of the people who were on the plane? How do they explain that? Certainly, if Barbara Olson was supposedly on that plane, we'd interviewed her a number of times.
Yes.
And what happened? Were there, did the government claim the bodies just sort of vaporized? The wreckage vaporized?
No, quite to the contrary. The government, of course, claims that the plane hit the building and therefore that their bodies were found inside the building. But it is impossible to match that claim with the experience of the witnesses that have come forward from inside that very part of the building where the plane allegedly first entered and went in, off into the building to begin with. It is impossible. So we must deduce that they did die, but they didn't die there. They died someplace else. So what does the official story tell us happened to Flight 77? It tells us that it left Dulles Airport, that it was going to Los Angeles, that it got to right close to the Ohio-Kentucky border when the transponder turned off. The transponder is that instrument that is able to let the air traffic controllers know the altitude of the plane and also its identity. So the transponder got turned off just as it got to that border between the two states, Kentucky and Ohio, and just before the transponder turned off, they saw the plane on the blip on their radar screen turning south just a little bit. So it went west and then turned south just a hair, and then it went off the radar screen from the transponder because it was turned off. Now, there were local reports that a plane had gone down in that very area. It was in the newspapers the next day. So it is likely that something happened to the plane there. Now, even the official story says that, the official story, of course, claims that it didn't go down, that it not only turned south, but then went back east and hit the Pentagon, sometime later. However, even the official story claims that after it turned south and the transponder went off, that it disappeared from radar screen. And that there was a plane, even the official story acknowledges, that a blip was picked up again after a so-called dead zone where they didn't see the blip. And the assumption was made that morning that it might be the same plane. They didn't know. Even the official story acknowledges they didn't know. And the only reason that people believe on 9/11 and shortly after that it was the same plane, Flight 77, that reappeared, and then they claim went towards the Pentagon, the only reason that people believe that it was could be the same plane is this story that Barbara Olson, whom you interviewed, Sam, a number of times, that Barbara Olson, who is the wife of Ted Olson, who has been the Solicitor General of the United States, number three official at the Department of Justice, who had argued for Bush v. Gore, which got Bush in the White House contrary to the Constitution, which required an election that was contested to go to the House of Representatives, not the Supreme Court. So the Bush v. Gore decision was totally unconstitutional to begin with. But in any case, it was his wife, Barbara Olson, who was on the plane that left from Dulles Airport, the original Flight 77. Now, the official story says that she called her husband on her cell phone. His original story, he went on CNN and talked to Larry King right after the event, and he claimed that his wife had called him 2 or 3 times on her cell phone. Well, Professor Keith Dwidney of Canada, I believe he lives in Toronto, he's a brilliant physicist, used to be the editor of Scientific American. This is a brilliant man, and he is an expert in physics. Keith Dwidney did tests. He actually took, shortly after 9/11, he took cell phones up at different heights and planes, and he proved, and there's a graph on his paper at the Journal of 9/11 Studies, which you can go to on the web, that proved that it was impossible for cell phone calls, because they were out of communication with the towers on the ground. It was impossible at that time. They didn't have the satellite links then. It was impossible for a cell phone call to be connected and last very long at all, above at most 5,000 feet. The official story says that plane was around 35,000 feet, like most planes fly across the United States, when Barbara Olson allegedly called her husband. So immediately that was pointed out, and Ted Olson backtracked, and he said, oh, well, it must have been one of those feedback phones. But we now know from Ginger Gaynor, who was an American Air, and many of her colleagues, who was a former American Airlines flight attendant, who did, amongst others, fly Flight 77 in her career many times. She said, and she has now proven, that there were still physical feedback phones on Flight 77 that day, but they had been disconnected. They had been completely turned off. And besides, the official story says that Barbara Olson called her husband from the restroom, and the feedback phones, the cord simply will not reach into the restroom. So it is a lie that Barbara Olson called her husband. And we know that it's a lie because, believe it or not, the FBI itself, under the Department of Justice, the FBI in the Mousavi trial, the so-called originally believed to be 20th hijacker, Mousavi, in his sentencing hearing and trial, the FBI brought its evidence in and stated for under oath for the court record, which you can read yourself online, the FBI stated that it looked into the claim that Barbara Olson had called her husband on the morning of 9/11 from Flight 77, and that it simply wasn't true because they found that there was one attempted call that lasted for, and this is their under oath testimony verbatim, it only lasted for 0 seconds. That is official speak, double speak, for it didn't happen. So the calls, the alleged calls from the plane, from allegedly from Barbara Olson to her husband, which is the only reason that people think that there were even hijackers on the plane, simply did not happen. It's another part of the lie. So we know that we have evidence that in the moment that Flight 77, right after it disappeared from transponder, the local press reports, even in the paper, in the Cincinnati paper the next morning, that a plane went down right where the transponder went off. That probably was Flight 77. We don't know if a bomb went off on board. We don't know if it was shot down. We don't know if it crashed for some other reason. But it likely crashed there, and everyone died on the plane. Now, the government did obtain the body, and they did do the official Pentagon autopsy report of the bodies from the, what they call the Pentagon attack. But we're just now talking about the bodies from Flight 77. They did the DNA analysis, and the official Pentagon autopsy report, which you can read online, every word of it is public, that autopsy report by the Department of Defense itself stated very clearly that all the individuals on the flight manifest for Flight 77, their DNA from body parts were accounted for, except for the alleged hijackers, and there was not a single individual, no DNA from any Arab individual that was found. And, of course, the official lie says that they were Arab hijackers, Muslim fundamentalist radical Muslim hijackers, allegedly working for Osama bin Laden, who had hijacked the plane. So the whole thing, it's just a tissue of lies. It falls apart like cotton candy in the sunshine. I hope that answered your question.
Okay, fine. Well, how then do you anticipate that they got the bodies into the Pentagon, or did they ever in the Pentagon? They just autopsied them independently.
Oh, they autopsied them independently, and they got the bodies from inside the Pentagon to the same place. I mean, that's acknowledged in the official report. They were all taken to one location where the DNA tests are done. There's absolutely no evidence anywhere that there is a chain of custody or providence, as it is known, of bodies from anybody in Flight 77 coming out of the Pentagon. It's just claimed. But you see, officialdom relies upon the public to believe what they say just because they're officialdom. So the American public needs to understand that it's the truth, it's facts that matter. And right now, the 9/11 truth movement has all the facts and the truth that we don't have officialdom. So far, officialdom has not stated the truth. There's one thing that officialdom has finally stated that is true about anything connected to the official story of 9/11, and that is that Osama bin Laden is dead. But they did not kill him the other day. Osama bin Laden died in mid-December of 2001, shortly after 9/11. And I would refer everyone to Professor David Ray Griffin's brilliant book, Osama bin Laden, Dead or Alive, or Is Osama bin Laden, Is He Dead or Alive? And you can get that on Amazon or on the web, aid.com, anywhere. And I highly recommend you get that book. It will prove to you that whoever it was that Leon Panetta, the CIA director, and Obama and the whole crew claims that they killed in the Navy SEAL Team 6 raid the other day could not have been bin Laden if they killed anybody because he was already dead. But at least officialdom is finally saying something that is true, and that is that bin Laden is dead, and he definitely is.
All right, of course, they are using his death to verify their story of what happened on September 11th. The thing is, can we believe anything that they tell us about what happened that day? Certainly, I've talked to people who claim that they saw a small plane flying very close to the adjacent buildings. It wasn't a big airliner, but it was headed towards the Pentagon. Do we have any idea what was flying there that day?
Yes, there were many planes flying around the Pentagon, and we have identified perhaps all of them, or perhaps still just some of them. But we do know, for instance, that there was a plane that came in towards the building about the time that the official story says a plane hit the building. But as I've already shown you and your listeners tonight, that was way too late, much after. There were explosions inside the building almost 6-7 minutes earlier. But those explosions happened a little after 9:31 on the inside of the building, in all five rings. And then, and only then, almost 9:38, according to the official story, 9:37 and 46 seconds, a plane approached the building, and the official lie says it hit the building. Maybe it did hit the building, but it doesn't really matter because the official story is, or the real story at the Pentagon, is inside the building explosive. We do know that there was an E-4B, a flying command and control center known as the Flying Pentagon, that was circling above Washington, D.C., over the White House and going over towards the Pentagon, just before the first violent event, just after 9:30. So the Flying Pentagon was in the air when the Pentagon on the ground, when the inside explosives went off on the ground, at least 6 minutes before anything could have hit the outside building by the official lie. We also know that there was a C-130.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right. Oh, Barbara, go right ahead. So you say there was a C-130 there?
Yes, there was a C-130 that...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can signal alerts you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades.
Much. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Conspiracy Conference on the 4th and 5th of June.
Yes, and I look forward to seeing all your listeners there as well.
All right. God bless, and thanks so much. Well,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of questions about what happened that day, and certainly Barbara's done a lot of work on this. And we know one thing, and that is they've lied to us. They've refused to release the video that was shot that morning. They've released two frames that show absolutely nothing. And there's no way, of course, that the plane could come in right at ground level, and the hole was only about 18 feet across. And we're to believe that a massive, great big plane with two massive wings and two massive engines went in there, and there was no wreckage. And certainly we've seen interviews with a woman who came out through the hole and was told by men, obviously from the government, that she saw wreckage. She insisted she didn't, and they insisted that she better keep her mouth shut if she knew it was good for her. This woman lives in fear for her life today. If you haven't seen Richard Gage's excellent DVD on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, it's available by calling Radio Liberty. We actually have five DVDs on what happened that day. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Certainly our good friend Dave Wagner has an excellent DVD. I have a talk on what happened that day. And we've been lied to. The murderers are still loose here in America today. They killed those Americans because they wanted to get us into a war. In fact, that Alex Jones has recently had a fellow, Stephen, it's something like Peacenik, something like that, who is actually an Undersecretary of State or maybe of defense in three different administration, and of course P-I-E-C-Z-N-I-C-K, I believe is the spelling of his name. You can get the testimony at Prison Planet. And he said that he was told by a high-ranking general that this was an inside job. He said that Osama bin Laden was been dead for a number of years, and I believe he's telling the truth. We have basically a four-tape set, two of them on 911. We have one entitled, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? Why did the buildings come down? Where you'll hear my interview with the gentleman who was there the day after Building 7 came down. His job was to clean up areas of controlled demolition. And he said he was 99% certain that was a controlled demolition. And you can hear this by interview with William Rodriguez. Fascinating interviews, my interviews with Jimmy Walters, who is threatened because he spent $8 million of his own money running advertisements in the New York Times and the television there in New York, saying that obviously this was a controlled demolition of the Twin Towers, and they threatened his life. Who would have done a thing like that? And if the government story was true, why would they try to threaten an American who was just trying to suggest that maybe the murderers had gotten away with murder? Well, I think they have, and of course that puts to a lie everything we've been told about Osama bin Laden. It's all political theories, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Pardon me, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have 2-4 tape sets. We have a number of DVDs. You need to get them. We have the book, The Terrorist Time, the 9/11 Timeline. It's all there. It tells you the whole story of what happened that day. And it's obviously we've been lied to. And, of course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, my ministry, our provision, and our protection.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Get a Sherini report at the bottom of the hour. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Do not